We are willing and we know and we have the desire that one day that loved one that we have lost, that if we continue in his way, that we will see them on down the road. But can I close this thing? Until is a wonderful word, and we ought to proclaim, praise God, his death until he comes. It is a wonderful word. You see, Paul, when he was writing that, he didn't say that he might come back. He didn't say that by chance that he's coming back. He said, till he comes. In other words, there was no doubt in his mind that he was coming back. And that is a wonderful work. You see, the Lord's Supper, it helps us and it assists us in proclaiming the word of God. Somebody say, how to help us? You see, the word and the Lord's Supper, praise God, it's a prophetical word. Praise God, it shows what's going to happen as well as it shows what has already taken place. And when we, praise God, proclaim Jesus' death, we are looking at what he had already done. Somebody say, what has he done? Praise God, they whipped him all night long. They led him up a hill called Calvary. My God, they stretched him out wide. They drove nails through his hand. They drove a spike through his feet. Somebody pierced him in the side. He stayed there on that cross. Praise God, until the S-U-N refused to shine upon the S-O-N. And they took him down off of that cross, put him in a borrowed grave. He stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. But early one Sunday morning, that same Jesus, he got up with all power in his hand. You see, that was the historical purpose. But let's look at the prophetic purpose of what's going to take place. That same Jesus, he said, I want you to proclaim his death till he comes. Because one day, that same Jesus is going to step out on a cloud. And the dead in Christ, my Bible tells me that they are going to get up first. And we that are still alive and we believe in him, praise God, we are going to get caught up to meet them in the air. I told you it's going to be like a large family reunion. And we are to proclaim his death until he comes. Don't you be ashamed to take your communion. Don't you be ashamed to let God know that you know the reason why he died. That you know the reason how he died. But more importantly, you're going to continue to remember that thing. I don't care how gruesome it was. I don't care how they beat him all night long. I don't care how they took a crown of thorns and placed them upon his head. I don't care how they spit in his face. I don't care how they took his beard and they pulled it out. How gruesome it is. We ought to remember. And proclaim his death till he comes. Folks, brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back. And he's coming back after his church. Amen. Somebody say, how do I join that church? Not by coming in somebody's building like this. Yeah.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
We thank you now for everything that have gone on thus far. We thank you for the prayers that have already gone before the throne of grace. We thank you for the songs of praises, and we thank you for your people. And now, Lord, we just ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to continue to move in our midst. And as you're moving, we ask that you grant us a fresh and powerful anointing of your Spirit. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And, Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And I want you to find the book of Nehemiah. Those of you who are not too familiar with your Bible, you can start at Psalms and back up to Job, Esther, and Nehemiah. All right? But as you're doing that, let me say we want to continue to pray for Sister Foster, as well as Sister Sharon Crowell family. And we want to ask a special prayer for Deacon Jones. As we know that Deacon Jones has just lost a nephew, I think it was last month, and now another has gone on. And so we want to pray for him along with his family. We don't know when our time will come. And we all know that we are only here temporary. None of us are here to stay. Amen. And so let us pray a special prayer for him. To our associates in the person of Reverends Hurd and Smith, to all of the officers and members of this, the Mount Olive Church, and to especially to those who are visiting with us on this morning as we get ready to observe the Lord's Supper. We're glad to see the wife of Reverend Hurd, Sister Hurd, amen, and others who are sharing with us on today. I just have to say God is good. And his mercy endures forever. If you found the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 4, would you stand with me as we read from the book of Nehemiah? And it reads beginning at verse 7. Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became very angry. And all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Nevertheless, we made our prayer to our God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. Then Judah said, "The strength of the laborer is failing, and there is so much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall." And the adversary said, "They will neither know nor see anything till we come into their midst and kill them and cause the work to cease." Our subject comes from verse 8, and it says, And all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. But however, we're going to go from the old King James Version that say, hinder it. And so I just want to talk from the subject, that one word, hinderers. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Let me begin by saying that a hinderer is anyone or anything that stands in the way of progress. Now, as I said, the New King James Version of the Bible, of which I've been reading from, says in verse 8, and all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. But my subject comes from the Old King James rendering that says, and conspired all of them together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. And so the words create confusion in the New King James is translated hinderer in the Old King James, where we draw our subject. But either word or words means to stand in the way of progress. And so as we make our way to the text, we note that the theme of the book of Nehemiah is the rebuilding of the walls, because King Nebuchadnezzar had attacked Jerusalem and took captives to Babylon and left the city in ruins. He had set fire to the wooden gates that kept the city secured. He demolished the walls, trampled the graves, and carried many Jews away in Babylonian captivity. But by the time of our text now, the Jews had been released from Babylonian captivity and had been back in Jerusalem for some 90 years. But however, a number of Jews remained in Babylon and Persia. Now, one of these captive Jews was Nehemiah, who had been elevated to the position of cupbearer for King Artaxerxes, who was the monarch of Persia. But now the position of cupbearer was a high position, because the person who held that position had to taste the king's wine or whatever was brought to the king to drink to make sure that it wasn't poisoned. And so it was while Nehemiah was in the palace at Shushan that he met Hananiah and some of the brethren from Jerusalem who had journeyed there from the homeland. And, you know, like many of us who are away from home, Nehemiah wanted to know about how things were back home. So they told him that the remnant that was left in the province was in great affliction and reproach, because the walls around Jerusalem were broken down and the gates had been burned by fire, according to Nehemiah 1 and 3. And so the news of the terrible condition of Jerusalem, it greatly saddened Nehemiah, because not like some folk, Nehemiah didn't forget where he came from. In other words, unlike some folk who leave home, they never remember family, friends, or never remember those left behind. But my brothers and sisters, it's not good to forget where you came from. And so Nehemiah, being deeply sensitive, was moved by the terrible condition of his homeland. And therefore, because of his love for his homeland and also because of his love for God, he requested permission from the king to go back home in order to rebuild the wall and restore the gates that had been destroyed by fire. But once he arrived in Jerusalem, the first thing he told the people that he was not sent there on his own to do the work, but the hand of the Lord was upon him. Because Nehemiah was already convinced himself that in spite of any obstacle or circumstance that may come against them as they work to rebuild the wall, that the Lord's hand had blessed them already, and they already have the victory. And so we note, he says in verse in Nehemiah chapter 2 and 20, he says, the God of heaven will prosper us. Which says to us this morning that if we are to continue continue to move forward. Every leader, every auxiliary, and every member must believe within themselves that the God whom we serve is able, and he will give us the victory in every circumstance.